Yasin Jatta comes to Serekunda Market to buy flour, sugar, and rice. Since her last visit a week ago, she says the price of some commodities have increased by 15%. As a result, she's had to strike some items off her shopping list.
We used to cook 15 cup of rice, but now we reduce it to 10 cup of rice. Yeah, because we cannot afford it. My father cannot afford it. Things are very expensive.
Gambians are reliant on imports for nearly everything they consume, including the main staples of flour and rice. As inflation soars worldwide, many Gambians who are yet to fully recover from the economic fallout of COVID-19 struggle to put food on the table.
With an economy dependent on import, the Gambia is vulnerable to even the slightest disruption in the global supply chain. The war in Ukraine in particular has pushed the prices of basic commodities like flour and rice to levels many families can't afford. Bakers here say they've had to embark on strike to demand that government intervenes to make flour affordable.
Bakers who continue to make pastries say they had to increase prices and contend with fewer customers. Economists say the government must, in the medium term, quickly find alternatives to import. Without this, they say the economy, which relies on remittances from workers abroad and tourism, can't withstand prolonged disruptions.
And these external shocks are due to Gambia not being a producer nation but a consumer nation. So if you look at our balance of payment, we are a net importer rather than a net exporter. So this is what's driving inflationary tendencies in the Gambia.
Back at Serekunda Market, Yasin is done shopping. She leaves with one concern on her mind, whether prices will again be higher when she returns next week. Ahmed Idris, Al Jazeera, Serekunda, the Gambia.